Posse. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Battered and Bruised Podcast. It's your host Brent, joined by my host Drizzy Dre. What's happening, Dre?
It's a lot happening, bro. It's a lot happening. Our Washington Commanders are the walking wounded right now, and we're going into a must-win game against a division rival in the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the must-win game on the road in Dallas, the best offense in the NFL. And yeah, we got so many people out, but we'll jump into that right after we recap what happened on Monday night. Let's jump into it. Run it up, huh? What'd she say? All right, man. So we both was there Monday night. We was at the game. And oh boy, that was terrible.
It was disgusting. We gave that game away.
We were the better team in every facet of the game outside of tackling and turnovers.
In the turnover battle, yeah.
And that's what cost us the game.
You lose the turnover battle, you lose the game.
175 yards combined for DeAndre Swift, and that was the difference of the game. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It don't matter what jersey DeAndre Swift is on. He's going to kill us whenever we see him. Like, he's been doing this to us since he was in Detroit, bro. Like, you remember that game where he fell down and got up and still scored a touchdown? That was Swift. That was Swift in Detroit.
I just don't know what to say, man. It's just, like, that hurt. That I was pissed. That pissed isn't the right way, because I'm mad because Caleb did not deserve that win, and you seen him.
He really didn't do much, bro.
He did nothing.
Ben Johnson literally took the ball out of his hands in the fourth. Like, all right, just don't screw this up, bro.
Yeah, I mean, oh man, JD's fumble. JD's interception.
That's the hard part about it. The turnovers by JD, because otherwise he was dotting them up.
Yeah, he was.
He was dotting them up, throwing it to Chris Moore.
Oh, Luke that was McCaffrey, that was Jaylen pissing me Lane, off.
Like, bro, it's sickening, dog. It's sickening because he really was dotting them up. And if anybody got any sense in it, any football IQ and you know how to eye test quarterbacks, like, there's a drastic difference between him and Caleb just throwing the ball, bro.
Oh, well, I'll read the QBR because let me give everybody the stats. Caleb Williams, 17-29, 252, 1 TD, 3 sacks, QBR 37.3, rated 98.6. Compare that to JD, 19-26, 211, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 3 sacks, 69.7 QBR, 119.
Rated. And that's crazy because if you're just looking off of just raw stats, you'll be like, damn, how did Caleb have a 30-something QBR? But if you're actually watching the game and watching him, bro, he sprays the ball all around the field, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like, bro, JD is accurate. And that's why on the interception that he threw, because of where we were sitting, we could see what he was trying to do. Like,
yeah.
Debo was open, but I guess we showed that concept one too many times before because the safety literally just kind of floated down. Like, he wasn't there originally, and he just floated down. Into that, I guess it was a corner route. It was a corner route, I think. And just picked them off clean. That was a Brisker, wasn't it? I think just clean.
Yeah, and after the game, I think it might have been Gordon.
Yeah, but it was Gordon. I just checked. Yeah, Gordon.
After the game, Cliff alluded to like the spacing not being quite what it should have been on that play, but either way, it was like, damn, JD, like, I see what you was trying to do, But they just baited them and made a good play on the ball. And meanwhile, we dropping every interception that hit us in the hands.
Yeah.
Like, Mikey, come on, bro. Like, if you're not going to catch the picks, bro, then what are you doing? Because otherwise, you out there just getting cooked.
Man, that was an ugly one. Just to talk about JD's accuracy, man. Like, even though he threw that interception week after week, because I went back and I watched the broadcast, and people are saying he puts the ball where it needs to be. You don't think of a quarterback with his kind of frame and skill set as an accurate quarterback. You kind of think of him as a, oh, he's going to run around and, you know.
No, he's a dual threat.
Yeah, yeah, he's accurate.
People sleep on his arm talent, bro.
Like
people don't, like, he don't get enough credit for the arm talent that he has, bro.
That the way he processes information. I mean, like, let's keep it a bean. Who are these guys? I don't know who these guys are. Who is your man? Our wide receiver? Because I'm like, bro,
he's throwing back shoulder dimes to Chris Moore. Like, to Chris Moore.
Bum. Certified bum. You know, Zach Ertz six targets for Zach Ertz. Like, bro, Jeremy Nichols with four. Debo, one leg Samuel with five targets. Like, these are the people we got to throw the football to.
Debo was out there running in cement.
Oh, my God.
Like, he had center blocks on his feet. Like,
but then
I get it, bro. You banged up. Which has me not surprised that he ain't playing this week. Because the way he was moving on Monday, I was like, he might F around and be out next week. Or we might just need him to sit to get him back to himself. Because him being out there and moving around like this, that ain't doing us any good.
Yeah.
And the way Chicago's defense was playing us, they were like,
oh my goodness,
they can't go deep, so we just going to press them up. We sticking extra men in the box. They were slowing down our running game.
Shut the run down and make them bums beat us. Whoever they got that they trotting out there that wouldn't be on our practice squad, see what they got. If they beat us, they beat us. But I won't go to the other side.
And JD was beating them, though. That's the wild thing about it.
He was. But I want to go to the other side of the ball. Listen, man. Bobby.
Hey, man.
Gotta go.
It's time to take old Yellow out back.
He's done.
Put him down.
If you drop Frankie Louvu into coverage one more time, Joe Witt,
I'll be rushing him, bro. Like, it's getting to the point I can't even get mad at Frankie no more. It's Joe Witt playing him this way.
I'm sitting there like, why are we dropping Frankie into coverage and asking him to get tight ends?
He should be rushing majority of the
put his hand in the dirt.
And I was just about to say, and now since we shorthanded at edge, he might be forced to. Like, he might be forced to play him at edge, bring in Jordan McGee.
Let me see Kane Madrano at this point. Because it can't be no worse. It can't.
Yeah.
It can't be. There is no way we give up. Because originally, the 55-yard gain was on Quan. And the 55-yard touchdown was on Quan. And Bobby passed them off a little too early. But Quan's responsibility was, you missed that tackle. And
yeah, you got to make the tackle.
And I'm just like, at least hold them so Lattimore can get there and y'all can at least try to force him out of bounds. And I'm just like, instead, he's just outrunning Lattimore for the score. And honestly, that literally was the game.
Bro, like,
you take that away, we win the game.
Bobby got blessed that Zacchaeus dropped that ball
that hit him
on third. That would have been a house call, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Hit him in the face.
That would have been like an 85-yard. Like, I forgot where they had the ball at, but they were backed up. That would have been a house call, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this defense that we got? We got Bobby picking up receivers in the zone. And okay, say you have that in your defense. All right, cool. I understand. Sometimes linebackers gotta pick up crossers, you know, crossing receivers from time to time.
But where is the safety?
You gotta have a personnel that could do it. And I told you, Ben Johnson having all that time to prepare for us,
exploited every weakness.
Even after having time to see us last year in the playoffs, where they had extra time to prepare for us, he knew what the weaknesses were. I said, watch. They're going to kill us with the outside run. They kept running it outside with Swift. Tosses. Like, I ain't seen that many tosses all year against us, bro.
Listen.
Everything outside, and we can't set the edge, and Bobby can't get out there.
I think, honestly, I think that's more it. You don't got the linebacker. And again, Kane, he got the speed. Jordan, they faster. At least they can get over there. They may not diagnose everything else, but let them get there.
That's what I'm saying. If they're going to make mistakes, all right, whatever. I can live with the young pups making mistakes versus, hey, I got these old vets. They know where they're supposed to be, but they just can't get there. Like you giving it up one way. At least with the youngins,
they learning.
They could potentially improve.
Yeah.
And learn.
Bobby ain't getting no faster.
Bro, no. It's he's only getting slower.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about in this game before we move on to this week? Another big catch from Luke McCaffrey for the touchdown.
I mean, Luke continues to be a contributor.
Schemed him wide open, though. Wide open.
Oh, yeah. That's how his touchdowns go. But, big in a return game again. And then he's making the most of his opportunities. Like, I'm happy for Luke. Keep balling, bro.
Oh, and of course, we got to talk about Bill. I want to say it's his worst production. I mean, this is his second time fumbling in 2 weeks.
All right, bro. Bill, I love you, dog, but listen. You're going to gain a reputation, and teams are going to start gunning for you now. Yeah. Like, every time you come through, they're going to be punching at it.
Yeah, 17 for 61.
You can't fumble this week, because if you do, then that's when we might have to sit you down for a little bit.
Yeah,
conversation comes into play.
And you got bad blood going into Dallas. They going to be punching at everything, because that's all they got. They just hoping you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, can't keep fumbling that rock.
Yeah, but all right. Now let's talk about the matchup that's coming tomorrow.
Run it up, huh? What'd she say?
It's Dallas week, and boy, like you said, Debo's no Terry, no Debo. We knew it wasn't going to be no Noah. They put him on IR. Who the hell is going to be my wide receivers tomorrow, man?
So, got Chris Moore.
God.
Luke McCaffrey.
Oh.
Jalen Lane. Oh. Those are the three that's on the roster. Now you are going to have at least two elevated from the practice squad. That is Robbie Chosen. Let me look, because I just saw the list. Nicky Giovanni put out the...
That's enough. I mean, the other person, it doesn't matter. Because they're not... We signed Treylon Burks, but he will not play.
He ain't going to play because that ain't enough time. So it's Ja'Cory Brooks and Jacoby Jones.
So not even Chosen. No Chosen.
No. I said Chosen.
Okay, so you said two, so we getting three elevated. So you're going to have...
I think Chosen's probably going to play.
Okay. Yeah, nah, man, that's not enough.
And the way Cliff was talking, because of the injury situation, they might be pulling Luke off for kickoffs this week.
Well, that hurts. No Luke returning kicks. Who returning the kicks? Jaden Lane?
Nah, he's just starting receiver too. So it's like, nah. It's prop to me. You know who they're gonna have back there?
Who?
Your boy, who I don't ever want to see back there again.
Who?
Jeremy McNichols.
Oh my goodness. Fair catch it every time. Just fair catch it and let it go into the end zone. So yeah, bro, honestly, let's have a real conversation, man. Is there, outside of JD and Bill RPOing the Cowboys to death and then play action gaming this up and Cliff getting in his bag, if everything isn't 85 and sunny, do we really have a chance to win this game?
Listen, only reason why I say we have a chance is because Dallas's defense is that bad. But what would have to happen is JD got to walk on water like he Christ out there. And the youngins got to step up. Like Luke and Lane got to step up. Like that's in the run game got to be going.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. I mean,
the run game getting going ain't far fetched.
What just
has to happen though is they gotta hit on something deep early.
Yeah, so I'm gonna just talk about something realistic.
That's not unrealistic.
We've seen
Luke catch a deep ball. We've seen Lane catch a deep ball.
Yeah. But
in back-to-back weeks,
not with them being with those who being the primary targets.
Basically they were, bro. Debo was non-existent.
But he was still there, bro. So he had to. They had to respect it. They didn't know until Debo started limping on the field and running in slow motion that he really wasn't there. So they couldn't plan for that. Now they know.
Lane caught that deep ball like third, fourth quarter.
Like I said,
that wasn't in the beginning of the game. They had one on one with Chicago's best corner on the field. And he sauced him up with a double move, got behind him. Dallas ain't got no DBs like that.
But Dallas is
trash right now.
But Dallas, if I'm Dallas, I just play zone and be like, be perfect. I mean, don't get
Jerry
me wrong.
Jerry talking about they about to run man, bro.
Jerry don't know what they about to do. Jerry just talking. If they run man, that gives us a chance.
Jerry calling shots.
Listen. If they run man, you give anybody a chance if you run man coverage.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I mean,
but that's the thing. That they so bad though that it don't matter if they run in man or zone. They getting cooked in both. Like they're worse than us defensively. That's why I say that's where the shot is. Now, am I predicting the win? No, the odds are.
Yeah,
in our
I'm about
favor.
To say we have to be perfect. They don't but have I'm, to be perfect. I, defensively, yeah, they don't I'm have to saying, be perfect.
They don't have to be perfect.
They just need to stop us defensively. They just need two or three stops, two or three drives to end in no points, and they win.
Yeah, two drives and no points, and it's like, well, we behind the eight ball because I don't expect us to put up any resistance defensively, especially with no Dorrance Armstrong this weekend.
Like, bro, he's not officially out yet.
He's out, bro. He ain't practiced all week with a hamstring, bro.
It's not official yet. We just got to wait for it to be official. Then I'm right there with you. But it's not official.
It's official to me.
Maybe. But all right. I mean, I don't even want to talk about the offense like that. Let's go to talk about the defense because, man, bro. It's bad out there. You get CD back. You got Pickens, who's looking like a true number one. I mean, we always kind of felt like he was, but now it's not even a question.
I mean, you just get to see him with good quarterback play.
Yeah, it's just now it's like, well, I mean, the only good thing is he probably won't be in Dallas next year, but, you know, it's just like, what at this point, what do you do?
Jerry going to pay that, man.
Jerry going to have to pay him, and he going to have to pay a little bit of a Parsons
tax. That's why we let go of Micah.
Well, and see, when you say that now, he going to get the little, he going to have to pay the Parsons tax because they got the same agent.
I mean,
Maul Geddie going to be like, hey, man, he's going to be like, hey, George, we can get you in a better situation than this, man. Like, you want to actually play for a team that where the owner isn't batshit crazy? Like, I can get you that, and I can still get you your money. You made it, so the money going to come. Money going to be
there. He's like, hey, man, I got a quarterback. I'm gonna get my numbers.
He be like, hey, I got a better situation for you right up the road in New York. They going to need a wide receiver. Neighbors going to be out. You can go to New York. Bigger market, you know that team on fire right now. You gotta have a running back. You gonna have a defense that's gonna be able to let you, you know, put pressure on other teams. You got a quarterback with a little bit of finesse. You got more swag than Dak. Let's call it what it is. You got more flavor than Dak Prescott got. And, you know, it's New York. So I'm just saying, I could see him easily leaving. But anyway, about this matchup. Only the cornerback that I feel comfortable in guarding either one of those two guys is Trey Amos.
Absolutely.
If CeeDee goes into the slot, we got a problem.
And if Dallas got any type of sense, Trey ain't going to see neither one of them that much.
I'd be like, wherever 23 line up, you go, and I'm not even saying Trey Amos is a lockdown corner, but he's an actual starting NFL corner that's been good so far this year. So it's like, why even go through that? We can get Marshawn Lattimore, who can't stay with me, and then we can go in the slot and take advantage of them because Mikey's having a bad year, and if they run zone, they don't know what the hell they're doing. So, yeah. Then on top of that, let's call it what it is. Javonte Williams, he's been better than expected in Dallas this year. And, Dak's playing with his hair on fire.
Yeah, Dak is balling. Dak is balling. And not only do they get CeeDee Lamb back, they get Kevontae Turpin back this week as well. So that's just more speed you got to worry about.
And that's because we can't
defend jet sweeps and end rounds and none of that.
We can't defend speed. Call it what it is. I had a Cowboys fan say, "Yeah, they said y'all the oldest team in the NFL, and it looked like it." And I'm just like, "What can you do at this point? All of our players are old." Like we drug Von Miller from the grave to throw him out there on the edge. It looks
like it on the edge, and it looks like it at the linebacker position.
And like we said earlier, for the love of God, please put Frankie on the line. Do not have him. If I see Frankie trying to guard, what's their running? Jake Ferguson, or have to. To have to drop into the zone on Jake Ferguson, I will scream because you're just giving away yards. Have him rush. There's no reason for him to be out.
I would just have him on the edge because it ain't like Preston Smith is cooked. He has nothing. he has nothing left. He is done. He is done. He is finished. Like, he has nothing left. He can't set the edge. He can't move. He can't pass rush. He's useless out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. When the time comes, when the bell rings, it rings. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I remember Von, just a few years ago he was talking about him.
If Von make a play, he got to put the gas mask on. Like,
I mean, to be fair,
he got to go catch his breath.
To be fair, I can't let you do that, Devon, and not say the same thing about Debo. Every time he make a big play,
oh, yeah.
He be.
It's just deep. Yeah, but it's just Debo's big plays are a little more frequent than Von.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He right, but Debo right on the doorstep with Von. I mean, he a year or two away from being Von.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Like I said,
my thing with linebacker is, you got some young guys you can trot out there and give them a shot.
Might make a play. Might surprise you. Might do something that you'd be like, oh, wow.
They might surprise you, bro.
I'm just saying, I heard about Kane all offseason, about how fast he looks, and I haven't seen him. Has he played a snap? I'm sure he has. Maybe.
I ain't seen him on defense. He be on special team. I ain't seen him on defense. And my thing is, when McGee was out there on that Chargers game, I saw him. I saw the speed flash. You know, missed a couple tackles, but I seen him get penetration, get in the backfield. You know what I'm saying? Cause a sack. I seen him get a tackle for a loss.
Luke Kane has one snap logged in the Falcons game. Get him on the field. At this point, Bobby can't help you. Bobby should be in his ear telling him what he needs to look out for in these certain situations and go from
it's there. Like,
every time out, bring Bobby back onto the field so he can talk to the linebackers about what to expect in the next few plays, and then get him off the field.
Everybody lined up and all that. I'm like, I mean, bro, it's a defense full of vets. Like, they don't know where to line up. Like, they don't. Like, come on, bro. His positives don't outweigh the negatives right now. Like, okay, he can make some run stops, you know, in the tackle box if they just going to run it right up the gut. But how often is teams just about to do that?
Rare at this point.
Like, when they absolutely need it, they isolating him.
Yeah. Obviously, him. The two players that get isolated on our team is Lattimore and Wagner. Those are the two. When the offensive coordinator lines up, it's like, who's on Marshawn and who's working in Bobby's
zone? And it feel like it's way worse for Wagner, because the last two games been quiet for Lattimore.
Yeah. You know what it has
it's,
been?
It's every week with Bobby.
Well, because, you know, I mean, to be fair,
it's a big ass bullseye. He right in the middle of the field, bro. You know, you're just looking at this slow ass linebacker right in the middle of the field. He got a target on him. Target 54, bro.
Well, it's been bad because it's been Chicago, L.A., then Atlanta. L.A. was the run by Herbert where, you know, he was like, where's the linebacker? It's 41 yards. But Atlanta, I mean, come on. Bijan was all over him. We see what Bijan do against good defenses. He had his way with him. And then, you know, like I said, listen, man, I don't want to keep harping on the past. So let's wrap this thing up, man. Where do you expect to happen tomorrow?
I expect for Dallas to put up a lot of points on this defense. Offensively, I feel like offensively we're going to be fine, but we're not going to be good enough to outscore them. Like, we're gonna put up points. We're gonna be fine. Like, I could see JD even putting up 27. But Dallas might have like 31 to 35.
So predict it. Predict the loss is what I'm telling you. Predict it.
Yeah, I'm predicting a loss. I'm predicting a loss tomorrow. Like, I don't see us I don't see us winning because I don't have faith in the defense doing what they need to do to help the offense out. Like, this is one of those games where, listen, I know you're not going to stop nobody, but can you force a turnover or two to, like, equalize some things? But they don't do that. They are allergic to turning the ball over. Like, they're allergic to it. And it seems like the ball finds, if we have an opportunity for turnovers, the ball finds three players on our defense. One, it finds Mikey. He's the ball man. Now, whether or not he wants to catch the ball, hey, it just depends on if we lucky.
It's crazy because the Chargers interception was harder.
Bro, that was harder than the one he dropped last week.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I could see him dropping the Chargers interception because I'm like, it was tipped. You were literally on the ground, like you were on your knees, kind of extending backwards to locate it. And I'm like, but okay. But yeah, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So the ball finds Mikey, it finds Quan, and for whatever reason, it finds Frankie Louvu. And he can't catch a cold, bruh.
Yeah, Frankie can't catch. Quan can't catch.
Quan can't catch you. It literally got to be put in the bread basket for him to catch it. Like, they can't catch, bro. So banking on turnovers, it's like, it's like we don't get enough pressure to the point where it's like, hell, we get decent pressure, but we don't force fumbles. We ain't got nobody going for the strip sack.
Man, they just like, trying to get there.
Yeah. They just like, oh my God.
I don't even want them to worry about that. Just if you're going to get there, get them down.
Yeah, because half the time they ain't getting dudes down.
Yeah.
And they breaking out the pocket.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's not ask them to do too much because they already give up a lot of sacks by letting the quarterback get out. But
man, you got to do something. I saw a video this week. JD at practice, and he just got this look on his face. He's just looking around. Folks was like, man, he looking at these receivers he about to be throwing into, like this what I got to work with?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know what our finances look like. It's a little too soon to start projecting into the off season. I mean,
I think next offseason we'll be like fourth or fifth in cap space.
Okay. But even some of the talking heads are like, hey, even if the Commanders lose this game, we see what they can acknowledge this team isn't healthy. They're down their best weapon in their offense. So when that gets going, it'll be better. But this next stretch of Dallas.
The murder's row.
Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, then Detroit. It's like we need to get some points on the board because Kansas City, that's a machine right now. Rasheed Rice is back.
We have to as bad as it is, like we have to win this game. And I just don't see it. Like five gotta be special. Like flat out special, like Brady when he didn't have his receivers in New England, are just getting it done. And I just feel like that's a lot to ask.
That's a lot to ask when the other team is averaging 30 points a game.
Right. You're going up against the number one offense in the league with your sorry defense.
Yeah, so it's hard to ask that. And then the next week, you get...
Your sorry defense that's going to be without its best pass rusher.
And then it gets worse. You're getting a surging, a ascending Chiefs team. I think we can beat Seattle. I do. But then you get Detroit. So at that point, it's like, is Terry back? Are we healthy? You got some winnable games that come after that. But... if you drop this,
and it's like,
if you drop,
I can't even.
What?
And it's like I can't even bank on Terry being back for any type of game until it happens, bro. Yeah. Because he didn't even practice this week. DQ thought he was going to practice this week. He ain't practiced.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do my prediction so we can get up out of here. But I just want to say, if we lose this game to Dallas, we fall to 3-4. We're probably gonna lose to Kansas City. We'll be 3-5. I think we beat Seattle. That puts us at 4-5. As it stands right now, with everything that all the knowledge I have at this moment, we lose to Detroit. We're 4-6. Right, that's week 11. We can beat Miami. We can beat Denver. We can beat Minnesota. We can beat New York. At that point, we're 8-6 or something like that. We're eight and six.
I only heard six losses.
We're 8-6.
We basically got to run the table.
Yeah, then you got Philly. Philly.
You got to get. That is the magic number. You got to get to 8-6 before those last three games. Yeah. You gotta hope
you get healthy some way somehow.
Yeah, you gotta hope you get healthy some way somehow. And that's the one thing I forgot who I was watching. They was like, yeah, you know, they can potentially get some guys back, but that's the one thing with older teams. They typically don't get healthier as the season go on. They continue to get hurt.
Well, I mean, the help that we're asking for is Terry McLaurin, for him to get healthy and get in the form, so that way we have a deep threat that's reliable.
So our offense can go from top 7 to what, top 3?
Yeah.
Basically. Like, that's what we need.
Basically, because Debo will get healthy. He just needs some time, so they're going to give him a week. But I don't know, man. But yeah,
And in your scenario, though, you get to 8-6. You gotta win out those last three. You need Philly to keep dropping games, because you're gonna need the division. You're gonna need to win the division at 11-6. You could miss the playoffs at 11-6.
But see, that's fine. Even if we missed the playoffs at 11-6 and we were 12-4 last year, with everything that we went through, I get it. We missed the playoffs. We're drafting a little bit further. But you don't look at this season as like a quote unquote regression or a loss. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Like this season.
No, I got you. Yeah. But this is like, damn, you won 11 games. You kind of want to be in the dance.
I mean, if you beat Philly twice, I would assume that you would be able to maybe win the division. But, you know,
because they got enough teams on that schedule where it's like, all right, like, y'all could lose. They could lose to Detroit. They still got Green Bay.
Green Bay ain't
what we made them look like.
I mean, to be fair, it was literally the fact that Bobby and them couldn't guard the tight end. That's what the difference of that game was. It was a Tucker Kraft game.
They really gonna have to drop their nuts and say, Bobby, I'm sorry. we gotta diminish the snap. He be playing 100% of the
Dan
snap.
Dan Quinn ain't got that in him. So I am hoping. And this is another thing.
I don't think Joe Witt got it in him either.
Did you
hear his pressure this week?
Nah, I ain't listening.
Somebody asked him. It was like, do you think, what do you think about, like, your defense being at a speed deficit, a speed disadvantage this year in some of these matchups? And he said, what speed disadvantage? I don't think we've been at a speed disadvantage all year. And I'm like, bro. Come on, bro. Like, come on. They asked DQ about certain people getting targeted. He acting like they don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, hey, man. But DQ did say something about he was like, our run fits at the second level weren't what they needed to be. I said, okay, Bobby. They shooting the flare up.
Listen.
DQ shot the flare in the air. Second level, that's backers.
Listen, I hear all of that and all that's cool, fine, and dandy. But I don't know, man. I just don't see. I don't see how you don't attack. You're not super aggressive, and you out trying to find people this offseason. But let's wrap this up. We could do another show on the future of the team probably.
Yeah.
After that Kansas City debacle, because oh boy, they're gonna put belt to us.
Hey, now you got. Oh yeah, Andy Reid gonna see this on tape. Like, oh yeah, that's isolate 54.
That's gonna feel like real Redskins that Monday night game. But I'm predicting a loss too. Unfortunately, I want to say a win. You know what? I'm gonna go on the board saying a win. I don't care if I'm wrong. We're gonna find a way to win this game just because Dallas can. They can F a game away. So we win 28. No, we win 27. We're going to win 27.
Oh, we're going to hold them to less than 27?
We're going to win 27 to 24. I think that I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm just predicting it. Don't know how
I got 31-27 Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even need to do what JD's gonna do. I feel like we just watch, but I'm
just gonna let us pray.
Yeah. Cause that's all you're doing at this point. We're just so injured at this point. And again, I still say I don't know how we did not attack wide receiver heavier this offseason. I know that's a priority.
There was definitely more that needed to be done.
Yeah, wide receiver, linebacker, we got to attack all of it. But all right, folks, try to get your eating out the way before the game because our defense is going to make you sick. Maybe they might, maybe they might give you a little surprise or something like that here and there. But y'all enjoy or try to enjoy the game tomorrow. Y'all be easy.
All right, y'all. Raise hell. Deuces.
Thanks for tuning into the Battered and Bruised podcast with Brent and Dre.
You can listen or follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Battered and Bruised
with Brent and Dre.